Are you looking for a podcast where the hosts keep it real? Then add the Let's Get Cancel podcast to your playlist. This is the official podcast of your host, Casual Ninja. Join Ninja and his co-host as they discuss all kinds of topics. They discuss dating, current events, life in New York City, and a whole lot more. But be warned, Let's Get Cancel is extremely entertaining. The Let's Get Cancel podcast, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Amazon Music, Amazon Audible, Google Podcast, Overcast, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. Add the Let's Get Canceled podcast to your playlist right now.
Let's Get Canceled podcast.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Let's Get Canceled podcast. Today, we're talking about baby mamas and baby daddies.
Today or not today? That is the question.
Is it?
All right. Well, first, let's throw some definitions out there, some baselines.
Okay.
A woman or a man that has had kids within wedlock but are no longer married cannot be considered baby daddies or baby mamas.
So even if their spouse passed away or stuff like that?
That's a single parent.
Okay. Single parent. Okay. So could you date a single mother?
Okay. Single mother? Yeah. Baby mama? No.
What's the difference?
Okay. Single mother. Before she had that child, she made a requirement to some degree that I need to be married before I give birth to your seed. Different type of quality woman.
No.
Okay. So you're going to look at her different. Baby mama? Well, these are females out here that are having babies, but don't require marriage. But yet they want you to act like you are married.
No, that's backwards. I've dated a single mother before, but
I've done both. I've dated a single mom, I dated the baby mamas.
Then I'm going to say I dated baby mamas then. I never dated a single mother. Well, no, matter of fact, I take that back. I did. The one down south was a baby mama.
So she was married before?
No, baby mama. I didn't say single parent.
Oh, okay.
Baby mama. The one I dated in Vegas, she was a single parent.
So what was the difference?
A big difference. Down south, she was still ratchet. Still talking about other dudes and hitting the club and stuff like that, even though she had a 2-year-old son. So, I mean, she talked about settling down in marriage, but she just said it because it sounded good. You know, she didn't say it because she's actually want that life. As for the single parent I dated, you know, getting close to 40, has a daughter. And she was ready to settle down and get married. That's all she ever talked about.
But she was married before, wasn't she?
She was engaged before.
Is she a baby mama?
Oh, damn.
Remember the definition. Mm-hmm. If you have been married as a man or a woman and now you are single, you cannot be a baby daddy or a baby mama.
Okay, then she, unfortunately for her, then she is a baby mama then.
But, see, just think about what goes into it. You have a baby with a woman, y'all not committed, right?
Right.
More than likely, y'all live apart to some extent until you make that decision to live together.
Yep.
All right. Can you really say that in a circumstance like that, that both parents are putting their all into that child? Or is it a flip-flopping thing? Because a lot of guys I know really consider taking care of their own child, their baby at least, as babysitting.
No, it's definitely flip-flopping.
So when they're married, they're there for that child 24/7. But let me throw this out there too. What a lot of individuals don't realize is the commitment that it takes to raise a child. Once you have a child, for the next 18 years, your life is done. Mm. Everything is all about the rearing and raising of that child. So for anybody that's going out there to have kids, but you still think you're going to be out there in the club, still hanging out with your peoples, you're not realistic. Children take time and effort.
Facts.
Take a huge commitment on the parents' part. But unfortunately, a lot of people think, once I push it out, it's easy. Nah, ain't nothing easy about it. Ain't nothing easy about waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to feed that child. Changing the pamper, they done shit it up the back of their pamper. And you walk in and they sitting there playing in it. You got to clean the baby. You got to clean the clothes. You got to disinfect and wash the crib. That's going to take you some time.
True.
But see, when you do this with a partner, things get a little bit easier. When your husband's there, your wife is there, while one is washing the baby up, the other one could be putting the clothes in the wash or soaking and getting the crib ready.
Yeah.
But as far as dating single moms, it still comes down, single moms or single dads, it still comes down to where's their mentality at. That's why you got to ask the hard questions, like, why'd you divorce?
Well, I honestly think being a single mother and a single father is two different things.
All right, break it down.
Well, anytime I dated these chicks with kids, it lacked something. Meaning, like, well, I know me and the kid are not blood. We got, you know, I've only established a relationship with them because I'm with their mother. You know, and you got those rare breeds of dudes who say, no, regardless if that's not my kid or not, that's my kid. You know, more power to you. Me personally, I don't know if I could do that. I've tried. I've never felt any type of attachment to these kids. Maybe because I wasn't around that long. But, you know.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Nah,
you did one time.
Really?
You never developed, but you did once. You used to get on me about it, too, when I would say, how's the doing? Man, I told you, just do. Lifetime.
A long time ago, I remember that. You know, and then, you know, if a woman dating a single.
But I want to ask you, hold on, I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
When you developed that attachment, right? And it didn't pan out, how did that leave you feeling?
It just felt unfortunate, especially, you know, I'm happy the kid never got attached to me. You know, less heartache. But it's not a good feeling. You know, especially something like that could have been prevented if you and the baby mom just had a union. But, you know.
Well, I mean, I think when it comes down to dating either or, you got to ask, like I said, the hard questions. If it's a single mom, single dad, you got to ask them what led up to the divorce. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to ask, what are your real expectations of me as being a possible step parent? What can I expect? True. You know, even though this isn't, what's the relationship with your other parent? Are y'all close? Do y'all actually co-parent? Are you friendly with each other? Is having somebody else in your life going to cause drama? Now, with a baby mama, yeah, that's going to be an issue all the time. But we're talking about single moms and single dads. Usually, even when they break up and it's not under the best circumstances, they still know that that child is paramount.
And
so they're going to try to work together to make sure the child is okay. Usually, a single father can look forward to not having to fight over visitation rights, for the most part.
Okay.
Baby mama, yeah, you fighting for that.
And she's going to try to take it to the cleaners.
They wish they can.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're a father, why would you have any problems with paying out support for your child once you've established through DNA that it's your child?
Well, mainly because it's not even about paying the kid. It's about knowing where most of the money's going to go. Most times.
Yeah. But see, we all had a choice. We had that choice for $5.99 or 18 years structured payments.
Mm-hmm.
So when brothers is talking about, oh man, I didn't want to do this, I didn't want to do that, well, did you wear a condom?
Nope.
Now, even if you wear a condom, it could happen, it could break on you. Mm-hmm. But the only way to not have this happen, don't have sex. till you marry.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen, bro.
Oh, that's because society don't push you towards that no more. There was a time when you were pushed to get married and then have sex.
Well, yeah, we live in times where they don't want you to have families no more. Just flings and hookups.
That's because the economists got in our heads and they figured out how to market a single lifestyle, make it look exciting.
It's all right. But I always prefer, like, you know, if the time ever came, just have that one person.
Yeah, but, you know, when we talk about relationships and single moms and dads, are you capable of cohabitating with somebody peacefully? Does it have to always be your way?
Oh, it's funny you mention that, because I was kind of similar to what Kevin Samuels was talking about last night.
What was he saying?
Basically, be more feminine. You know, shoot your shot. Don't be afraid of rejection. And he's talking to women to shoot their shot.
Rejection is a natural part of life.
Yeah. And he said, if women wonder why men ain't coming into them no more, it's because they just, you know, tired of getting rejected or some type of, or something along those lines, which is true. He was like, you know, drop your handkerchief and shit like that. You know, make it seem very clear that you're interested.
Right, but how many women out here can really say that with their fully embracing their feminine spirit?
You know, you got a few, a small few.
So then you could definitely say it's not the majority. Like, a woman in her feminine nature can get a man to do anything.
Oh, of course.
That's facts. Because she's always going to play, we might even say this in a derogatory state, but she knows how to play the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
She knows how to be dainty. She knows how to appear weaker to the male sex. She knows how to persuade using her femininity rather than argue with her masculinity.
Well, that would be nice.
You know, sometimes if she just went along with it and let him make that mistake, but still support him, and then maybe suggest to talk to him about some different ways he could have done it, mm-hmm. as opposed to, see, I told you so. See?
I think family is important.
Yeah, but see, with a lot of, especially in our community, mm-hmm. and I'm going to even say worldwide, how many of us really know what a family is if you grew up in a single-parent household?
You don't.
So where do you learn that?
You got to be the change. Like, I'm planning on being the change. As many times as I, you know, told people I don't see myself getting married, don't mean I don't want it. I just don't see it. Well, even my family asks me all the time, when am I going to go back out dating again? I said, when I find somebody worth dating.
Well, see, remember, in order for a man to find a wife, she has to already be a wife.
He said that.
Same way that if a woman finds a man, he has to already be a husband in order to be a husband to her. Now, this don't mean that you know, she finds a boyfriend and now he's paying all the bills. Nah. That's not how it works. Mm. She found a boyfriend and he does manly or husbandly things. Open car doors for her. If she's talking about she needs something, he helps to provide. Not the entirety of it, but he helps out. He's attentive. He listens to her emotional state. He tries to be that balance or that structure that she may not have. As opposed to, yo, what's good, ma? Yo, I be doing a hot minute to bang that back out. What's up? Yeah. Oh, you want that wing stop? I got you. I got that wing stop. You want that lemon pepper? You want the fries with it? Husband gonna be like, yo, you need to eat. You need to eat properly so you got the right energy. You taking your vitamins? Keeping your iron levels up? Because I know you be talking about your cold. When was the last time you went and got a manicure just so your hands look right? Not so you got claws. Mm. You know, how's your feet looking? Because no man want a woman with jacked up feet.
Yeah.
Nope. I want feet, not paws.
That's it. But, you know.
So, since you dated baby mamas, what was that experience like?
It was good and it was bad. I had a lot of good moments.
Definitely. Are you still with her?
I ain't with none of them.
So then it was bad?
No, it was bad, but it ended. So, yeah, I guess the bad one.
All right. Well, here's what I think the difference between a baby mama and a single mother is. A single mother knows how to put that man first. Whereas with a baby mama, she's going to feel like child is always going to be first. Mm-hmm. You always going to be playing second fiddle to a baby mama. Whereas with a single mom, she may actually know how to put that man first. So long as that man is doing what he needs to do as a man. Providing structure, discipline, safety. But baby mamas, again, we talking about somebody that wasn't willing to say, hey, before I put your seed out, you got to marry me because I'm worth it. But then again, nowadays, because who don't know about the statistical data on marriage? 50% of all marriages die fail, right?
Mainly because of the chick.
Wow. Yeah. Because of the Disney principle. But if everybody got on their discipline, if men decided to stop, if men took the position where if I'm going to have sex with you, I'm going to use a condom and we need to use some type of spermicide just in case the condom fails. Because although I want to enjoy having a sexual relationship with you, I am not prepared to be a father yet. And a lot of times, I can't say all the time, men are slipping up making babies with women they enjoy having sex with, but don't see them as a mother. So what I'm doing now is there's a huge difference right there.
You know, happy to say, in my 32 years, man, I still haven't gotten a mind pregnant.
That's a good thing. Get to hang on to your guap.
Yep. And it wasn't because my aim was bad.
Anyway,
I just like causing, you know, property damage. They just didn't send me the bill yet.
Maybe it's because you like an airplane that's supposed to take off at 1, but leaves at 12. It just pulled out early.
Yeah, I caught an early flight. And I didn't leave no baggage with me either.
So, what do you think, what are like 3 qualities you would have to see in a single mom that would make you say, I could date this one?
Let's see. Definitely feminine. Definitely looking to settle down. And you can tell if she's serious by the way she moves. You know, and just who she's looking, she knows her place in relationship and she's just looking for her better half.
All right. I'm going to give you mine. Number 1, she is not rushing me to meet her children.
Yeah.
I am not those children's daddy. I am just a man in your life right now. There is no commitment. There is no reason for me to meet your children right now.
Nope.
Number 2, she talks about her kids.
Okay.
A lot. Which gets me familiar with them without actually seeing them.
Yep.
Number 3, she's able to communicate what she does professionally, how she is personally, and who she is as a mother. Because in all 3 of those, she's given me the different aspects of who she is, as opposed to just this one facet of what she is and expect me to guess on it or figure it out. Number 4, and this is just what it is. She's got to be a freak.
Oh, yeah, I was going to mention that.
Got to be a freak because ain't no woman out here that got kids that can't tell me she's not a freak. Be you a baby mama or a single mama.
Yep.
Once you push that seat out for that man, you doing things. You doing some ting now. That you ain't gonna do it every dude.
True.
Funny thing, see, is, the baby mom might just do that with any dude. The single mom gonna expect you to get to a certain level with her, preferably marriage, before she lets some things go.
Yeah. Fun thing, just because we ain't got no kids together don't mean you can't call me daddy, you know what I mean?
But see, you know, even on that level, I've felt a certain kind of way when a woman wanted to call me daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you calling me daddy? I'm not your pops.
That's okay.
Nah, that shit is not okay, fam. Like, for real, like,
I always like
his weird gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt like if she's calling me, especially when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
if she's calling me daddy, in my head, that's a red flag. Because what it turned out to be is that some of these females that were calling me daddy or didn't want to say poppy were being molested.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but I wasn't sure if that was true. But
so
I was
now thinking, you're relating me with the same guy that molested you. That's not cool. That's not cool. That means there's an unresolved trauma in your life, and I'm just adding to it.
You know what that also means? He was hitting the spot, too.
Nah, that don't mean that at all, B. Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah, women are the greatest actresses on this planet has ever seen.
Yes, they are.
Think about what white tears do to black men. Think about what white tears do to black women.
White tears, black men usually equal to prison.
Or death. But she ain't hurt. She's probably assailant. Yeah. But simply because she cried, we're going to believe her over him or her.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I always liked it. You know.
I hear that. But see, I'm always thinking. I can't stop it. When a chick is starting to call me daddy, especially when I was in your age group, or younger than you, why the hell is she calling me daddy? And then to find out that some of these females were being molested or were molested by their dad, that's freaky. That's weird. That's not freaky good. That's freaky like,
Well, okay, so how about check, well, dang, I forgot the name of it.
And then on another tip, I got an ego.
Okay.
If you're going to shout out any name, what's wrong with mine?
True. True. I thought about it. So what if you smashing a Caucasian girl and she call you the N-word?
Because
I might let that slide, especially if I'm killing it.
Well, disrespect is disrespect, no matter what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've never actually had that happen.
Which I'm actually pretty shocked about that.
But on one hand, I could say she might finish with a black eye. Or not in the back of her head, depending on what position we're in. Then on the other hand, I could think, oh, this chick just disrespected me. I might do something to totally disrespect her.
I can think of a few things.
But I can definitely tell you this much. That was the last time I'm with her.
We ain't probably not.
She ain't gonna appreciate if I'm like Cave Beast.
Yeah. Some girls just like, you know, like saying some foul shit.
Right. And it all comes down to the level of respect you have for your common man, your next man. Because if she's willing to call you that in an intimate setting, well, you damn sure know that when she get mad at you, she's gonna be calling you that anyway.
True.
And you got to understand, language is a powerful thing. People try to use certain words and they shuck it off like, oh, I was just talking. Nah, you were saying what you felt.
Yeah, they usually say the truth comes out when you're angry, especially with me. Yeah, I don't hold back for nothing when I'm pissed off, man.
Well, I don't know if the truth necessarily comes out. I know anger comes out because anger makes you act irrational. It don't matter who you are. Everybody got something that can make them potentially snap.
Yeah.
That's why they say you never make a decision when you're angry. Chances are you're going to make the wrong one.
But getting back to the Bane mom shit, for me to actually be involved in a situation like that, that girl has to be like out of this world for me to even accept conditions like that, especially taking care of another guy's seed. So, you know.
I don't want to do it no more. I've done it. Last time I did it, I can honestly say that I think I was already emotionally invested. And I was like, all right, well, maybe. Let me see. Because the child was still young. But unfortunately, it still turned out horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But the one before that, this is the main reason I will never do it again. I was with her for about 8 years off and on. She had a few kids. It started off with me being Captain Save-A-Ho.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, and the amount of time we were together, she might have paid 6 months of rent in the 8 years we were together.
God damn, that's terrible.
I'm holding down the rent, getting the food, paying car note, insurance. Even after she bounced, I still got one of them living with me because they wanted to attend school. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. Here it is. Maybe 5 years later, you think I get a phone call? You think I get a call for Father's Day? Call for the holidays? Nah. So basically, I was investing in nothing. And since I realized investing in nothing gets me nothing, I'm not going to do it again.
I think it's all about judging character. We can't really know a chick based on how beautiful she is and what she says. Really,
that's the worst thing to judge her by.
Yeah, but we've all made that mistake. We really got to judge it by her actions. It's like you always said, love's a noun. So,
no, love is a verb.
Oh, yeah, verb. And it's basically by action. So, it's just something to think about. And, you know, I would, if I was in a situation where I was a baby daddy or I'm dating some girl and we didn't work out, now she's a baby mom, at the end of the day, I'm thinking about how can we work out or at least be cordial with one another just so my son can still have that mom and dad perspective. You know, if there's one thing, even if my baby mom didn't get along, I would never badmouth her in front of my child. Just so he can have some sense of respect for women and his mother.
Well, there's two ways that happens. He or she can verbally directly attack the mother parent in front of the child, or they can do the opposite and have nothing positive to say about them in general. Meaning, did you call your dad today? It's his birthday. Did you call your dad today? It's Father's Day. When's the last time you spoke with your father? I haven't heard you tell me anything about what's going on with him. So there's more than just one way to make the other parent look bad. All right, so it's not just them saying, oh, your daddy ain't shit. He don't do shit for you. He ain't this, he ain't that. But in the meantime, he has been paying child support.
Oh, no. I don't even mean by making somebody look bad. Just the fact that it's teaching them core values. That's because...
Right, but they don't see... Neither the person involved in that doesn't see it as such at that moment in time. You know, hindsight is 20/20. And since there's no book on how to do this, people are going to make the mistakes that they make. It's just what it is.
All right. I mean, it's all good.
I mean, for somebody to actually think I could raise a child on my own is ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous.
Well, I want to do it.
Because if you couldn't have that child on your own, meaning... a man can't naturally just spawn a child, and a woman can't naturally spawn a child. If it took two of y'all to make that child, guess what? It takes two of y'all to raise that child. And it's going to have to come down to something practical, not envisioned. Meaning, we had this child together, we should be together.
True.
It ain't got to be perfect, but still, it's easier with somebody else than it is by yourself. I mean, if you by yourself, you paying 100% of the bills, right?
Yeah.
If you're with somebody and you're the average person, you're going to get some kind of help.
Yeah, facts.
And then when we think about this thing we call life and how they prepare us for it, how many of us really know what numbers you need to retire with and be comfortable by the time you hit age 70? I'm not even going to say 65. How much money would the average person need in the bank to live out the rest of their life without having to work?
Well, that number always fluctuates. So there's no really a certain number.
All right. So what would you say the number starts at?
I want to say at least six figures starting.
Okay. I'd say at least 1.5.
1.5 million.
And that's you living at, say, 20,000, 30,000 a year.
Okay.
That's realistic.
Hmm.
Because usually by that time, I would say you either have paid out what it cost on your condo and you're just paying maintenance fees now, or you've paid off your house and all you got to worry about is property tax and home insurance, which is still going to be considerably less than what you paid for in mortgage.
True.
So if your mortgage, let's say you put down in around the proper money, and your mortgage is now eight something a month. Well, you paid that off. Your property tax shouldn't be no more than $200 a month. And your home insurance shouldn't be more than $100 a month. So now you went from $800 to $300 and change a month. And you're not working, but you got your retirement. You should be good. But, you know, I can't advise against it, but I wouldn't say that's what you should look for if you're a single man or a single woman. If you're a single man, find another single woman.
Hey, you know, my problem is even if I did fall for a chick, I'm not even sure if to trust it.
Well, trust is something that's got to be earned with over time. And the only way you can really gain that trust is if the person you're dealing with understands what transparency is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we say transparency, it's like I'm an open book. You ain't got to guess about what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling or where I'm going and what I'm doing. I don't got male friends that just pop up or out of the blue. I don't have female friends that just pop up out of the blue. I don't go hang out with the fellas every weekend and always tell you I'm leaving Friday night for the club and I'm calling you Saturday morning. That's not going to make somebody want to trust you.
True. But at the same time, what about the single parents or baby mamas who has the kids fall in their life, but they're still dating outside? They're not trying to fix what they started.
Then they're fucking up. Because until that child is 18, that's what your focus should be. You wanted to have that child.
Yeah, we know it's not a majority.
Huh?
You know, it's not. Especially do the majority of people, they do that already.
Right, but it's all about discipline. Like, I remember when, and it was a short window, when I was able to pick up my kids and had them on the weekend, my last thought was, yo, I need to get a shorty when I'm gonna meet my next shorty. Because my kids was everything. I didn't care about another female. I got my daughter. That's the only female that needs my focus and attention, period. And she had her brother because I wasn't going to separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
But every weekend when I had them, like, man, real talk, the first night I got to bring my daughter home. She like 2 weeks old, 2 weeks old. I just got in the door. I set it down on my kitchen table and I get a knock at the door. And it's this shorty that, you know, real talk, I want to, you know, get with that. But I had to be real about what my priority was. So I told her, look, you know, thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it and all, but this is the first night I got with my daughter and it's really all about her right now. So we can postpone this, we can set another date, but right now it's all about her. And she all she could say was, all right, I respect that. I'll hit you up another day. Now, mind you, I know I locked it in with saying that, but the priority has got to be your child. And you got to understand the vetting process for a single parent has to be longer than the vetting process for a single person.
Yeah, but it's also that people hate being alone also.
How can you be alone if you got a child?
Well, you know, I'm talking about the lack of intimacy. Well, yeah, they got a kid, but people still don't want to be alone.
But you're not alone. If you got a child, you can never be alone. Trust me. Now, maybe the intimacy part, that's something, but it all comes down to what's a priority in your life. Is getting some dick, getting some pussy more important than raising that child?
To the few people out there, yeah, it is.
Then you fucking up. You're raising a bad kid.
And there's a lot of bad kids in the hood.
I mean, how's a female supposed to respect men if mom is bringing multiple men in? How's a child supposed to respect women if dad is bringing multiple women in? What message does that send to the child?
Nobody's
special. See, children do what they see, not what they're necessarily told.
Mm-hmm.
Because pretty much, almost across the board, anybody that smokes weed, you saw a parent smoking weed. Or you've been around enough people to think, okay, weed is fine.
Yeah, I've been around enough people. My family never smoked.
It's an environment thing.
Yeah.
Especially if you went to college. I mean, shit, you're bound to smoke something in college.
I don't know. I was smoking in college, right? That's much better.
But the whole loneliness part could be cured. You know, like, see, when you're young and you're having kids, you still haven't really lived life yet. Both man and female, y'all haven't gone through what some people call that whole phase. So if you have a child mid-whole phase, then your whole phase ain't over. You're going to be sneaking dudes in. He's going to be sneaking chicks in. And, you know, the thing about children is that you try to put them on a schedule, they never stick to that schedule. Every parent can testify that they put their child in the bed at a set time. There is nothing guaranteeing that child does not wake up in the middle of the night and ends up in your bed or knocking on your door.
True.
And if you know that's going to happen, you just don't know when, why you want somebody else in the house? Now, see, for females, it's even more dire because you got a lot of despicable men out here.
Facts.
You bringing this man in around your daughter, but you don't know how he feels about children. You don't know if he's a pedophile on the low. You don't know if he likes little girls. You know how many horror stories are out there?
Oh, too many.
Exactly. And then it gets even worse when the female child speaks up to the mom and says, hey, such and such touched me. And the mom don't defend that. The mom don't come to champion her own child. But I can honestly, like, my oldest daughter, she could say, if nothing else, when I was with my dad, there was no other females around. I didn't play that. And even when I was seeing other females, I let them know, look, I got my kids Friday, Saturday. I mean, I pick them up Saturday after work. I take them to school Monday. Don't even think about trying to come through. It's not going to happen. I set boundaries. My kids was more important to me than some new random chick that I'm going to meet. Because my child is my legacy. But the chick that I'm trying to smash on, that might be temporary. So it makes more sense for me to put all my energy into that child. Because what if I end up in a position one day where I may need my child to help take care of me? That's more likely, even if she stick me in a damn nursing home. That's more likely than that chick I wanted to smash.
No facts.
So bottom line, if you got a child and you're not with the parent that created that with you, you single to that child 18. Deal with it.
Well, I think this was a good podcast because we're actually going to continue this conversation next week, because this is actually as to the topic we're going to talk about, which is next week's episode, negative stereotypes. So we're talking about good moms, maybe dads, porn stars, being black, even down to your occupation.
Facts. So
for a doozy.
Facts. Like, for some reason, because I'm a bus driver, I work for UPS, I'm less of a man.
Or if I'm a security guard.
Or if she a waitress.
Yep. But not all jobs got a bad stigma. Just certain people in certain jobs have a bad stigma to it also.
Yeah, but I mean, if you get any job that pays you a living salary, even if it's not enough for you to survive, well, that's based on your own work skills. If you ain't got one job that's paying you, just get another one. It's just what it is.
That's it.
And if you can't find another job that helps you support yourself, find somebody else that's willing to work with you, get married, and make it happen together.
Well, yeah, man. That's it for the podcast, y'all.
Well, there it is.
We'll be back next week.
For sure.
Negative stereotypes.
Negative? Not good? Bad. Bad.
Not great.
Bad. Bad.
All right, y'all. Until next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Listen to me. I carry that kind of love in my heart that you would never find. See, niggas scared of they demons. I make friends with mines. I might have bent the truth, but I never lied. I need something to feel alive when I'm dead inside. All my personal issues I'm learning to set aside. Cause I planted the seed and niggas came with pesticides. Give y'all my testimony, but never would testify. Will buy lunch for the reaper to see who next to... Bitch, I've been cold since the snotty nose. Since I was drinking tap water out the water hose. Since I was stealing shit from Trey cause my man buy me clothes. Since I was robbing people houses and got on a roll. Shit, I was 9 when I made the decision. I'm a gold platinum like FUBU. That's when I learned the same ones who love you or try to use you. Everybody trying to win so nobody cry when they lose you. We had nothing in the crib we could eat but some ramen noodles. Every dog got his date, you better mark your calendar. Everybody get a shot, but I'm a different caliber. And roaches crawling while you sleep will make you pick the pallet up. See, I was crying out for help, but wasn't screaming loud enough.